Lake Carosella, a loss to Sydney last week. What's the week been like for the Geelong Cats to reflect and try and replumb, if you will, to play the Dockers tonight?
Yeah, it's been a bit of soul searching, no doubt. We've lost our last two games, and you know, we had set ourselves up really well for the year, and to lose those two games and put us back down to seventh, I think, on the ladder. It's really close to the top. We need to make sure that we get back to playing our best footy, and we've spent a lot of time talking about that this week, and we need to come out now and make sure we do it.
You mentioned that you've lost your last two. You've lost four of your last seven as well. Three of those came against bottom eight sides. What are the areas that have dropped off, do you think, for you guys to allow that to happen?
Thanks for reminding me. Yeah, it's a good question. I think across the whole team, we're not playing well. Whether it's attack, defence, they're all related very intimately. We need to make sure that, you know, I think we've spent a lot of time over the pre-season at winning the footy, and we've done that okay. We've got to make sure we continue to do so and move the ball forward and score. If we can't score, we need to make sure the ball doesn't bounce down the other end of the ground and get goals for the opposition as well.
When it does go into your defensive 50, one of the areas last week seemed to be your movement off half back and out of defence. How have you worked on that throughout the week?
Yeah, it was an interesting game last week. It was wet, and it may be wet tonight as well. But playing against a team who's got a fantastic record, and their stats from defending teams, rebounding the ball, number one in the comp by a mile, the Swans. So it was a challenge last week, and we didn't handle it too well. And we've spoken about what we could have done better, and hopefully tonight we can.
We've spoken about the D50. Tom Hawkins was very candid in the media last week, speaking about the fact that his influence on a game hasn't been what he'd like it to be, even if he has been kicking goals. How does he get that influence back?
Yeah, that's a good question. I think for Tom, it's just back to the basics, the things he does really well, providing that contest in front of the ball. And if he doesn't mark the ball, fighting again for the second effort and trying to win the ball on the ground and help the small guys out.
Cowan comes in for his first game since round 23 last season. What does he need to bring for him to have done his job?
Yeah, he'll play through the midfield, half back, half forward. He's a great runner. He'll win the ball for us. He'll link us up, and we hope that he can cement himself a position through those areas.
Cam Guthrie playing his 100th game. How have you seen the first 100, and how do you see the next 100 playing out for Cam Guthrie?
Yeah, Cam's a real talent. The potential's quite high. And I remember his first game was against St Kilda in Scotty's first game back in 2011 when the Saints had just come off a grand final, and it was a massive game. And to play, I think he'd just been drafted too, his first season playing his first game in such a big stage was, I guess, a credit to him and how high we hold him. Yeah, he's probably developed from a back pocket to a half-back flanker to a midfielder, and he's still playing back and even at times forward. He's a real utility. He's powerful and quick and kicks the ball really well.
He seems like a bit of a different unit in the best possible way. You were someone who didn't mind the long sleeves. He seems to change in-game between no sleeves and the long sleeves. Do you know why that is?
I've got no idea, mate. I know... I used to wear long sleeves because I hate the cold, but I'm not sure that's the same with Cam. But it's a fantastic effort, 100 games, and to come out today and hopefully play well and play in a victory.
It certainly will be if you guys can get up. Blake Carosella, thanks for your time. Best of luck.
Yeah, thank you.